Today's Nama for Chazara is Yivamas Nunbeis Mabeis. We're holding on Nunbeis Mabeis, four lines from the top, Bayi Rabbi Chananya. So says the Gemara, Bayi Rabbi Chananya, Kasab Gelizi Kasoi Velodu Mamorei. Let's say after Shimon does Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, he then gives her a get, but he specifies that the get is only to get rid of the Zika and not the Maimer. Or the Mamorei Velodu Zikasoi. It's only to get rid of the Maimer, but not to get rid of the Zika. Mahu, what's the halacha? Does such a get work? What's the shiloh? Maimri love zika karami. Do we say that the lumdus of maimer is that it works together with the zika? It strengthens the zika, but it's all the same pipeline connecting the yavam with the yavama. In which case, if he tries to get rid of one without the other, v'havle kimegaris chatzi isha. It's like divorcing half a woman. V'megaris chatzi isha lo yasav lo klom. In which case, it's meaningless. When he does Maimer, it's like creating a separate pipeline that connects him with the Yavama. There's the Zika pipeline, and now there's the Maimer. And in Mimele, he could get rid of one without the other. So it says the Gemara, but Tifshalim, the Rava, L'chayr, we could answer the Shaila, and we could prove it from a member of Rava. Dama Rava, Rava taught us, Nasan get l'mamara yuhutcha tsarasa, that if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all married to random women, and Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam, Shimon does Maimer with Mrs. Reuven, and then Shimon dies. So the halacha is that Mrs. Reuven is asr to Levi because she's zika shnei yavamin. Mamela Mrs. Shimon will also be asr because she's a tzara of a yavama who's zika shnei yavamin of an ishes ach. So, but says Rava that if Shimon gives a get to Mrs. Reuven before he dies, so then she won't have a zika shnei yavamin. She'll just have a zika yavam echad. Mamela she'll be mutter. The tzara will be mutter. Everyone will be mutter. So what do you see? That even after Shimon gives a get, he could give a get in a way that it only gets rid of the minor, but the original zika will still be there. So you see, you could get rid of it's two separate pipelines. So says the Gemara that Yana Chanami l'Rava pshitalei, but l'Rabbi Chanani mi ba'ilei. Yana Chanami Rava held that this was obvious that that's the mechanics. But Rabbi Chananya had a shaila about it. He wasn't sure. And Mai, he had a shaila, what's the halacha? And the Gemara says, teiku, that we have no raya from any sort of braisa or divrei tanaim. Chalatz v'asa maimer. The Mishnah says that if Shimon does chalitza with Mrs. Reuven, and then he does maimer, so ein achar chalitza klom, nothing else is needed. Nothing is needed for that maimer. Now Amar Rav Yudam Arav, Zudiv Rabbi Akiva. That's only true. It must be that the Tan of the Mishnah is going like the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, the Amar in Kedushin Taifsin, b'chai v'lavin, who says that Kedushin is not Taifis, but chai v'lavin, because this maimer after the chalitza, after doing chalitza, there's nowhere to raise ishes ach. It's only kevin shalibana shuv lo yivne. It's only in nisr leisa say. And the mission is clear that even that mimer does not require a get. It's only a lav. And lamai, it's going like Rabbi Akiva who says that kedushin is not toifsin b'chay v'lavin. Avachachamim mimer miyesh achar chalitza klom. And in such a case, Shimon will have to give a get to Mrs. Reuven since now he's married to her. However, ask the Gemara, Mimatz Mukas Malak Rabbi Akiva, could you really say that the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva? But Katani Reisha, but the Reisha does not seem to be consistent with a different ruling of Rabbi Akiva. The Reisha says, that Nasan get Vasa Maimer, Tzricha get V'chalitza, that he gives her a get, and then he does Maimer. So now he needs to give her another get to get rid of the Maimer, and then Chalitza to get rid of the Zika. Now, V Rabbi Akiva, and if you're going to tell me that the Tana of this Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, so then Kevin Diav L'Gem, Imahani B'Maimer, is it true that he needs to give her another get to get rid of the second Maimer, to get rid of the Maimer? Does Maimer work after a get? V'atan, but we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Aimer, Minayin L'Noisen Get Li'Avimta, Shenasar L'Avilamis, how do we know that if a person gives a get to his yavama, so now she becomes usher to him, and mamela now the chayra kedushin won't be taifes. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, the yucha bayla rishon asher shilcha. We darshan from asher shilcha asher shi achar shiluach. Then after he divorces her to such a lady, then immediately after divorcing her, she becomes usher to him. And the machzer gushasla is only usher if she marries someone else in between. Who is the lady that's usher just from virtue of the fact that the man divorced her? That's the yavama. So you see that Rabbi Akiva Shita is that once a Yavam gives a get to his Yavama, so now she's Nasra Lavi Lama, so that Maimer, the Kedushin afterwards should not be Taifis, and she should not need another get. So how could you say that the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and Amar Rav Ashi, get Yavamin midurabanan, who cross Machta Ba'alma. Even though Rabbi Akiva says she's Nasra Lavi Lamas, it's only Nisra Durabanan, the Pasuk just Nasmachta, really midaraisa, she's Mutter, which is why she needs a get. And says the Gemara, Tanina Mihachi, we learned in the Braisa, like we've been saying, that the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rebbe said that Ein Advar Malalu Amurim Elo Div Rabbi Akiva. That the din of our Mishnah is only true like Rabbi Akiva. Shaya Oisa Chalutza Ke Erva. He considers a Chalutza to be like an Erva that Kedushin is not. not toifes. That a get will still be needed. And Rebbe Shita is somewhere in between. Vani Oimer, I say that a Masai, when is it true that she needs another get? It's only Bizman Shekitcha Lashem Isha. It's only when he does the Maimer after the Chalitza. When he does the Maimer, he does the Maimer and he says, Hare Amigudashasli, Kedas Maisha Yisrael, it's just regular Isha's, regular Kedushan Lashem Isha's. Abel Kitcha Lashem Yavmas, but if he marries her as a Yavama, so then Inachar Chalitza Klum, so then that's not gonna work. And we'll see in the Gemara why. Tani Idach, we learned in the Braisa like this as well, that a Chalitza Yavimtoi Vechazer Vekitcha, if this case, that he does chalitza and then he does maimer. Rabbi Yoimer, im kitcha l'shem ishas, tzricha imenu get, l'shem yavmas, ein tzricha imenu get. And only if it's l'shem ishas, then she's going to require a get, but l'shem yavmas not. V'chacham maimerim, bein l'shem kitcha l'shem ishas, bein l'shem kitcha l'shem yavmas, tzricha imenu get. That in both cases, she'll require a get. Now, I'm Rav Yosef, my time with the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say that l'shem yavmas, she does not need a get? Says the Gemara, that says Rav Yosef, that asuha ka'eder b'nechse ager. We can equate this case with like a case of a person who goes and he plows the field of a ger that died, so there's no yarshim, and he's plowing it, the field is hefker. Plowing it would technically be a kinyan, but ukesaver shaloyhein, he thinks that it's his field, so he doesn't realize that what he's doing could actually work as a kinyan. He's having the wrong das. The halacha is delay kani, it doesn't work here too as well, even though it's true he could. It would have been taifes if he married her l'shem ishas, but since he did l'shem yavmas, so mamela of the kedushin is not taifes. However, Amar le Abaye, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, midami, could you compare the two? Hasam like a mechayv l'mikni, hakol like a mechayv l'mikni. By the oider b'nechse ager, he's not having any intentions to make any sort of kinyan. He thinks he's just plowing his own field. But at least in our case, he's having intentions to make a kinyan. Maybe it is chal. So says the Gemara, says Abaye, I'll even prove it to you, that halidami alul oider b'nechse ager zeh, ukesaver shal ger acherhu. Our case is really more similar to the case of a person who's plowing the nechse ager, and he thinks it's a different ger. But Lamaisa, he is coming to make a kinyan. The halacha is in such a case, is the kani, he is kainet, and that should be the same in our case. Elamai, it has to be a different shot. We have to look for a different shot. In Rebbe, why does he say that if he marries her, l'shem yavmos, that the kedushin is not taifes?